This is Phil Rowe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, the Suffolk chocolatier Hadley Maid, a family business crafting chocolate since 1976, has set up a code. It is EACH. For each supporters to use when buying chocolates on its website, EACH is for East Anglia's Children's Hospices. Those who use that code will see 10% of the total cost of their chocolate order donated to the charity. And with us this morning is Gavin Bowie from Hadley Maid itself, the chocolate manufacturer whose initiative it is, who's made it over from the nice little nestled town of Hadley in Suffolk for us this morning. Vicky Matthews is here, is the corporate fundraiser of EACH, and also on board with us as well this morning, Natalie Morris, who's helped them along a little bit with the marketing side of things. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Nice to have you here at Cambridge 105 Radio. Where should we start? We always start with chocolate.
Okay.
So, Gavin, with you. Now, this company's a family business from 1976. I remember, as I said to you off mic, that long, hot summer. And if you'd started that year, would have had serious problems with keeping your chocolate from just going into a gooey mass that year. But it was the idea. Were you one of the founders of the company?
No, I wasn't. We've been an investor over the last few years. I've worked with them for 12 years. But in 1976, as you quite rightly said, Mike and Avril Briggs established the business using a light bulb, a bowl and a microwave to make their first chocolate.
A light bulb? What was the bulb on?
Well,
it's electrical shock risk.
Yeah.
I think I know how you mean.
Yeah. So it's just creating heat to make the to temper the chocolate. So that was their first foray, and then it grew from there. And before they knew it, they were selling to the likes of Harrods and Army and Navy stores many moons ago. We still want to do that today again, but we're not quite there yet. But we have ideas of grandeur, of course.
So this sort of started in a kitchen or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it did, and then established. It was then a kitchen out of the back of their house in George Street in Hadley, the town itself, and then it grew from there. And in 2005, we established a new premises to be a bespoke factory where we could start expanding, because at the time we were supplying Tesco's with a low-carb chocolate product, which was in 167 stores at the time when Atkins was around. So that sort of had our first big foray into retail, and that's really when I really started helping the business along with the retail experience that I have.
Hadley, a small market town in South Suffolk. You are now a major employer for it must be of quite some significance now.
Well, it is growing. It would be bigger if we could obviously do with more. But with the local East of England Co-op, they came and spoke to us in 2013 and actually asked us to produce our version of the Walnut Whirl. And from there, it has just grown and grown and grown. So we're very under the local supplier status that we had with the East of England Co-op, who are very, very proactive with the local supplier forum, which is why we were looking for another community to work with, if you like, and a good charity to do that with. So that grew, and we really took that initiative and grew from there. So we employ about two people outside of the family, but actually we now got third generation family in the business. She's taken a gap year.
Really is a family business.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
wow.
And we wanted to try and stay that way, and grow with it. So yeah, we've expanded, but again, it's about the artisan chocolatiers that do the work and get the product out, and that's what we really. Quality is the king for us.
Are you expanding into international or just domestic markets? Spreading out from the eastern region? You were talking about some of the high-class, shall we say, department store outlets in London, which you've been supplying to.
Yes. Well, we are certainly, Chatsworth House is probably our proudest boast of where we go, and it's one of our best customers through one of our distributors.
All the way to Derbyshire.
Absolutely. We are going to be exporting to America in August. We had one foray in 2016. They've liked our new truffle whirl so much that they've, they want to come back for more. So we're going to be exporting to Los Angeles and California in August. They're going to take four lines, and I'm in discussions with Australia as well. So we are looking to expand outside of the UK, but I've got so far to go in the UK yet that there's a lot to focus on.
I bet you've got a lovely little room in Hadley, which is sort of like probably with the shutters down, but there's these wonderful essences and odours where the master chocolatier is doing all this creative work. Do you have tasting sessions for people to try your products before they go on sale?
Well, yes, I'm probably one of the main tasters, and actually last
Ooh,
year...
Ooh, greedy man.
Well, yeah, but I come away and I'm absolutely sick, I have to say.
And then there was Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't really eat that much chocolate when I'm back at home, as you can imagine. Because and the poor team, you know, they're under temptation all the time, but Donnie and Angela do very well to avoid eating too much of it, but they do have to, you do as part of the process, you do have to taste and see how it is, and that's part of, you know, living with chocolate. But they absolutely live and love it, really. They're very passionate about it.
I think you're supposed to you have to. You can never go off chocolate if you're creating chocolate, producing and manufacturing chocolate. And that south side of Hadley Town, I must have a lovely aroma around it. Local people must be saying, in that little part of South Suffolk, it must be a nice part of town to go to.
It's probably an enclosed factory, so it's not really like the sort of Cadbury's Bourneville creation, although we would like to get that status one day. But yes, I really think they have the aroma. But yes, people will come into the factory, and it is quite a wonderful place to just spend a few hours. And we had 11 people from the co-op directors came to visit us, actually.
Any excuse?
And they were making Easter eggs and all sorts. We had a blast, but we got all very messy, but it was good to see.
Oh, my goodness. So we'll talk to Vicky Matthews in a moment, the corporate fundraiser for EACH, East Anglia's Children's Hospices. We'll welcome her in. But first of all, then, Gavin, in all seriousness, what made you choose to work with EACH?
Yeah. Well, as I said earlier, the East of England Co-op, because they came and asked us to come up with a product for their local suppliers, and we were soon outselling Mars bars in their stores, which we were amazed about. So bearing in mind that we've had this wonderful relationship with the East of England Co-op, we thought we need to do something with the local community which gives something back to the local community, and what better way to do that than eat chocolate and give at the same time. So Natalie introduced me to Vicky and EACH, and we were absolutely delighted to be accepted as one of their corporate partners in, I think it was November now, that we got together, and really the relationship has been going along quite nicely since then. Nice to get products launched before Christmas. We all were running around trying to make sure everything happened, and we're delighted to say we've had numerous donations using the code already. So it's been brilliant to be part of, and it's such a deserving cause what they're doing with the young people. You know, it's great, and I visited the treehouse in November myself, and you've got to say, you know, why wouldn't we want to give something back?
I will talk to you in a minute more, Gavin, about a new initiative that we can just about give a teaser on.
Okay.
About not only the packaging you're using, but the design for some new packaging for Little Minds.
Yes.
They'll all be at school today, but their mums and dads are listening and they're in the cars. So stay tuned for around about 5 minutes' time, some details of a little competition which will be happening later this month. We'll bring in Vicky Matthews now, as the corporate fundraiser from EACH. Vicky, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Two sites at the moment for EACH. You, of course, have the treehouse, which is near Ipswich. I think it's in the Copdock area of Ipswich, if I remember geographically.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Much more local to us here in Cambridge, and probably because we are kind of Cambridge-centric in a way, and across South Cambridge, we think of our Milton Hospice. We shouldn't really compare them, or should we? Are there different disciplines between both the treehouse and Milton Hospice, or are they both combining very similar efforts of work?
Both hospices offer exactly the same services to the children and families that we care for. It's just one, obviously, the treehouse cares for families and children in Suffolk and East Essex, and then Milton Hospice cares for children and their families in Cambridge and West Essex. They're very different buildings, actually. So Milton Hospice is our oldest hospice in EACH, and it's very exciting because we're going to be celebrating its 30th anniversary this August, so that's very exciting, and we're going to have lots coming up for that. Whereas the treehouse is our newest hospice. It was built 7 years ago, so it's very, and obviously I showed Gavin and Natalie round in the autumn when we were kind of talking about what we wanted to do, so just to kind of explain everything we do. But yeah, both hospices deliver all the services, the same services, just different locations.
Purpose built as well.
Yes, yeah, both.
So you went to the drawing board and you decided what would be needed. How many children can you accommodate in each site?
It really varies. So at the moment, across the whole of each, so across the whole of the region, we're caring for 762 children and their families. So, for instance, at Milton, we've currently got 217 children we're looking after. It's not that we're caring for all of those children in the hospital at the same time, because actually, yes, we have these wonderful hospice buildings, but actually what a lot of people don't realise is our nurses go out and deliver lots of care in the family home, and you know, we can do pretty much every service apart from our hydrotherapy in the family home. And how, you know, that's decided is the family tell us, yes, we'd like to have a short break, you know, a carer to come and stay overnight with the child to look after them, or we'd like to do some art therapy, would you like to come to Milton Hospice, or would you like us to come to your home? So
outreaching to those that need your support.
Yeah.
Parents, of course.
Yeah.
Are you residential as well? Do children stay in-house?
Yes, yeah. So each hospice has a number of bedrooms, so children can come and stay with us for a short break, which some people might know as respite
care.
Yeah,
respite, yes.
Yeah, and actually, you know, that sometimes the parents will go home, you know, for a night, because actually when you have a child who has a life-threatening illness, it's very tiring for a parent. You know, a lot of our families are getting up three or four times in the night to administer medication to the children because their conditions are so complex and they need their medication throughout the night. So by the fact that the child can come and stay at one of our hospices and be cared for by our wonderful nurses and care team, it gives the parents just a little bit of a break to have a rest, and then they're refreshed and they're a better carer. But actually, again, you know, if parents want to stay in the family suite in one of the adjoining rooms, just so they're near to their child, they can still, you know, have that break of not having to get up in the night. So again, it's really what the family want us to do.
For the nearness of being near the child.
Yeah.
And of course, brothers and sisters, siblings around the sick child as well.
Yeah. And you know, again, one of the we care for the whole family. We take a really holistic approach. So yes, we're caring for the child who's poorly, but we care for the parents in the therapies that we offer, but also especially the siblings. And we actually have specific sibling support days. Each hospice will have a sibs day, we call them, in each school holidays. So they come along, the siblings, and they do activities, and they're meeting other siblings. And it's just, you know, maybe gives them a chance to do activities that they might not be able to do because they've got a brother or sister who's very poorly. So we can help them do that. But then again, they're with other siblings who are maybe in the same situation as them. So, and you know, they have great fun.
And you've got obviously a huge team of support in terms of staff. And that's all needing funding.
Yes, yes.
You've also had some very famous people who've stepped in. Of course, Ed Sheeran. Who is the man of Framlingham.
Yes.
So again, not too far away from Ipswich and the hospice you have there, who gave away his wardrobe famously from performances to auction.
Yeah, Ed's been very generous. He's one of our ambassadors, and he's very generous. He donates a lot of clothes to us, and what we do with those clothes, we put them in some of our shops. We've got over 30 shops across the region, so when we get a donation from Ed, we kind of put them in places, so you could maybe find something from Ed Sheeran in one of our shops. And also we've got an eBay shop, so we sell a lot of things online because we get interest in Ed Sheeran's clothes internationally, and it's raised a lot of money for us, which is obviously highly needed to keep all the hospices running and our services out in the community.
And your patron is the Duchess of Cambridge, which most people might not think too much about EACH until they think of that fact, which is one of your headline facts, which is lovely to have her on board. And of course, she's visited you, certainly at the Treehouse in Ipswich.
Yeah, she's visited all our hospices.
Been to Milton as well.
Yeah, she's been to Milton a number of times, and she officially opened the Treehouse in March 2012.
And the Nook is going to be your third facility, you hope, fingers crossed.
Yes.
You have an appeal for that one. So you're spreading out from Cambridgeshire and from Suffolk. You are, after all, the East Anglians Children's Hospice, belonging to *S*. You have the Nook, which you want to build in the heart of Norfolk next.
Yes, it's very exciting about the Nook. We are underway with the build. It's going to be a brand new hospice for Norfolk and really transform, you know, children's palliative care in that county. It's we've been running the appeal for approximately four years now. We needed to raise £10 million to build the Nook, and we're currently at £8.4 million. So it's very exciting. The roof went on just before Christmas, so we're hoping it's going to be open later this year, and it'll be fantastic and give the people of Norfolk the services that we're able to provide for our families and children in Cambridgeshire and Suffolk. So it's really important that, you know, we're getting the Nook. So.
Topping out very soon.
Yeah.
Just for listeners who are here in Cambridgeshire, just out of interest, where will it be in Norfolk?
It's going to be in Poringland, so which is just down the road from the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital.
Well, we are heard on air in Norwich anyway, so we might have some listeners there.
Fantastic.
Be interested to know about that. They're listening in Norwich on our DAB Plus transmitter there. So back to a couple of things we'll talk about when it comes to Hadley Maid then, Gavin. First of all, your packaging. We have to admire you because you've made some big changes to the packaging around your chocolates recently.
We have indeed. I don't think there was anybody that wasn't touched by David Attenborough's, Blue Earth.
Blue Planet with the marine plastic issues.
I was on holiday soon after and I was sat on a beach and I just heard that this much rubbish is just getting tipped into the sea. It's just not right, is it? I mean, and we had plastic in our walnut whirls and in our tea cakes. And I decided, when I get back from holiday, I'm going to make a change. And we made a change almost immediately from January 2018. And we've now nearly completed taking every bit of plastic out of our packaging inside a year. So if we can, we'll be launching selection boxes and taking the plastic trays that we're all so familiar. And I'm hoping, in the famous words of Carlsberg, to probably be the first biodegradable selection box in the world. Who knows? Let's hope that we can get that. But we're well underway. And we're looking at changing that. But we've found a food contact grade cardboard, which we use to replace. And that sits on there instead of having to sit proudly in a tray. And our box size and everything else has stayed the same. We've managed to keep within that parameter. And it's just that we've worked smart to do this. We're a small company so that we can move very quickly into biodegradable. But it's not only biodegradable, it's compostable and recyclable. So, you know, we are making a bit and we're splashing it on our packaging and promoting it. And Natalie keeps telling me I need to do a blog, but I need to get on the case with that. So, you know.
And the green element, Gavin, and that means that when we admire your chocolate box, of course, but when we have finished doing that, it can go into the green waste bin then and be composted.
Yeah. You need to do a little bit of sorting, as we all do, with recyclability, but yeah, that's what it's going to be. And last year we also launched a range of vegan products, and I think the vegans are absolutely delighted that we've gone biodegradable as well. Yes.
You ever tried that, Natalie?
Yeah, of course. I've tried all of the vegan range. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
That's Natalie Morris. He's with us as well. He's helped with the marketing. He wants to tell me about the move towards redesigning your packaging and getting some of our young people involved with that, Natalie.
So in partnership with Each, we were looking for a competition or something that would get everyone involved and would support Each and increase people knowing about what they're doing. So one of the ideas we came up with was to launch a competition to redesign the outside of our selection boxes. So we're hoping to launch formally in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be asking children up to the age of 12 to get their pens to paper, let themselves get really creative and design the outside of a chocolate box that we will then produce and have available online to sell. We're hoping to get it into some of our stores as well. We're just waiting to hear. But the competition will be running for a month in February, so over half term. If children are bored and need things to do, there's a perfect opportunity.
Mums and dads sharpen pencils now or make sure the wax crayons have got some tip left on them, because normally they get rubbed down very quickly, especially with young people at work with crayons, which probably end up being daubed all over the walls. But they want to try and get them creative. So how will they go about that? Are there parameters to this? So are we looking for illustrations or designs of a certain size? Because you will have to make what I think we call a cardboard net, isn't it, that gets chopped to shape. Do we just want a lid that's created by the children's, or do we want the main face side or the edges or the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, let me answer that one. Basically it's the front face. So yeah, the front face will be the design. Everything else on the back of the pack, we have to provide nutritional information.
Barcodes.
Barcodes, yeah. Everything that would be,
weights.
That will stay the same.
Yes.
So it's effectively a Hadley Made box of selection box of chocolates, but the sleeve that goes round to hold it all together will have the front face, which will be the design, that the winning design. So you will have your own, or the person, the winner, will have their own designed chocolate box.
Will it be like a letterbox then you're looking for in terms of the actual a perspective of the design from the child? Have you put somewhere where the criteria will be?
Yes, it will all be available online, and all the detail will be coming. It will be promoted by each themselves and us online, and communications on the social media, which Natalie will be really going for, I'm sure, and telling everybody about.
So half term is coming, just to sort of stave off the boredom for young people, and go and design a chocolate box. Not every day we get the invitation to do something like that,
Absolutely
Gavin.
Not.
But thank you very much, everyone. There's so much more we can do. Sadly, we've run out of time for today. Thank you all for joining us. We look forward to the new hospice opening in Norfolk for the EACH. More support, of course, for Milton and over at Ipswich with the Treehouse. Gavin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For your two initiatives, which are very powerful and very good. And also to Natalie for looking after the marketing side.
Thank you.
You listened there to Gavin Bowie from Hadley Made, based over in Suffolk. Vicky Matthews is the corporate fundraiser from EACH. And also with us this morning was Natalie Morris, who's been in charge of the marketing side of things. Thank you all very
Thank
much
you.
For coming
Thank
in
you.
This morning.
Thank you.